Good evening, squirrels.
Good evening.
I care about you guys so much. I'm doing the show on vacation.
Wow. That's right. You're doing like the staycation thing, which is my very, very favoritist kind.
It is has been so great.
Oh, I would love to have one. I really would.
You want one where the rest of your family goes someplace else and you just stay home?
Well, they're back too. I'd even work. Yeah.
That's like Alan's life. He works from home.
Yeah. Pretty much. Wow.
I don't know.
So what's it like living on Planet Awesome, Alan? That's what I want to know.
It is it's not bad. I gotta say.
It'll do.
He's a slave to his cats.
I am.
Well, yeah.
I've had to go where the company I work for is moving to a new office in Houston.
Oh, goodness. And you're still going to work from home, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'll have to go there more often than I do now.
Ah.
So they ran out of room and in the existing place, and they basically said, you're just going to work from home from now on. I was like, cool. And so the new office, they don't have enough desks for everyone as usual. And it's one of those horrible open plan offices that's just god off. It's, you know, like the galley slave model that's so popular nowadays.
I beat the drum over in the corner.
Yeah. And they go, well, we don't have enough desks for everybody. So you're going to have to like share desks and trade off which days you come in. And so I know it's just like, you know, can you possibly make the work experience worse? You know,
how can we make suck more for you?
Yeah. So I will likely have to go in once or twice a week, but still, you know.
Yeah, I would not complain about that, Helen. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I spent an hour and a half in traffic today.
Yeah. Well, I live close enough to the new office that even on the worst day, it's like a 10-minute drive. So.
I live literally 19 miles away. It can't and has taken me 23 minutes to get to work.
On a holiday or something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's removed traffic and it's absolutely pleasant. I live 3 miles from the highway and my office is 1 mile from the highway. It's the same highway. I get to the highway. I drive on the highway. I get off the highway.
So you get all excited when there's like a federal holiday.
Oh, God, yeah. It's like, you know, going on Columbus Day, don't mind if I do. Because it's ridiculously easy. But yeah.
And then somebody screws up and you're suddenly 2 hours away from home.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's 19 miles. I'm like, I can run that in about 3 hours.
That's how Houston is a lot of the time. Some guy turns their car upside down and suddenly, you know, you're not going anywhere.
One dude wrecks and it screws life for everybody else.
So, speaking of dudes that wreck.
What? Ted Kennedy?
Excuse me.
Kennedy. Everybody's sneezing tonight. Alan, it's your turn now.
Speaking of dudes that wreck, I was amused to see this week that Beto O'Rourke. has overtaken Biden as the top 2020 candidate for president for Democrats.
I don't understand this. Who are they polling?
Who knows?
I think it's just a name recognition thing. I think people just hear a name, they're like, oh, yeah, that guy. He's great. I see him on the news. You know, that's it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't. I mean, you know, as an American, I'm like, run, Beto, run. Because.
You couldn't
even win your own state.
I want Biden to run.
You know, the thing with Biden is he's retarded, but at least he's a politician. Beto is completely fucking clueless. And. And he buys his own hype. Yeah. I mean, he really thinks that he's A, Hispanic, and B, tap dances on hot coals and shits ice cream. You know, I mean, he really thinks he is all that. And I'm imagining him debating Trump like someone pushing balsa wood into a shredder.
Yeah. And well, also the thing is the Texas Senate race was close, but you have to remember that Cruz practically didn't campaign.
Yeah.
At all. Until like the last couple of weeks. Then he was like, oh, I better make a commercial or something.
Yeah.
So
you should probably do something about this.
You know, it's.
Hey, please tell me you saw the movie The Great White Hype with Damon Wayans.
Oh, yeah.
The fight at the end, the whole movie builds to. Where he lands a few chops and Damon Wayans is like, oh, no, you didn't. It's over.
Yeah, that would be Trump.
I just don't imagine. Again, I watched that part of the debate where he got out there and he was like, say Yamabito. Yo.
What? Oh, yeah. He was trying to speak Spanish. And it was
I mean, it was beyond cringeworthy.
Was it as bad as Hillary doing Ebonics or no?
It was less believable. This was like a first year, like an eighth grader taking. I don't know if you guys did this. We for eighth grade in middle school, we took like 6 weeks of French, German, and Spanish.
Oh,
like a super introductory. It's a neat idea.
Sure.
And then you pick which one you want to go with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
kind of like you get these are the three languages that you know the three foreign languages we teach. You take a little bit, get a very good feel. He was like the dumb kid in class the first week. he knew these words, and he knew that they meant my name is Beto in Spanish. And but without any of the, you know, je parle francais. He was like, please tell me you thought. Yeah. Glorious. Yeah. Bastards.
We get some of those in Texas where it's like the guy that's like, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
I don't even know what a biblioteca is. That's where they go dancing, right?
Yeah.
Just, you know, it was both painful and amusing at the same time. It was like pain-musing. I don't even know that there's a word for it. But it keeps changing. You know, it's Elizabeth Warren.
But he's so woke.
Joe Biden, ding. It's Beto, ding. It's the flavor of the, it's not even month. It's the flavor of like the nanosecond.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting flashbacks to 2004 where they're like, they absolutely, oh, we're going to destroy this idiot. This drooling moron who can't possibly win re-election, and they came up with John Kerry.
Well, it was his turn, right?
You know, well, yeah, maybe, because 2004 would have been a hell of a good time for Hillary to run.
Yeah, but they know they got it in the bag this time, Jay. Because Beto's a good-looking guy. Kerry wasn't good-looking. So,
hey, good enough to get, he'd be a gigolo.
They'll lock in the female Democrat vote.
You know what I think is really, really funny from a female standpoint is how hard liberal females try to make every Democratic male candidate like the dream vote.
Yeah.
They try so hard. Oh, you know, and Bill Clinton, you know, people are still raving about him.
He played the sax, Brita. Come on. How cool is that?
Yeah.
He played the sax.
Beto rides a skateboard, which was cool like in 1992 when I was graduating high school. Maybe that's, I don't know.
And played bass in a shitty band.
Oh, bass in the shitty band, yeah.
He's like, he is Bart Simpson. That's who he is.
But remember when Barack Obama was running? Obama, oh, yeah. And like there was that one photo of him running on the beach shirtless before he was elected the first time. There's one photo of him running on the beach shirtless, like in Hawaii or whatever. And yes. Oh my gosh, I remember I was on like a message board at that time, and the liberal women just lost it. They were just going on and on about how hunky he was, and oh my gosh, look, he's shirtless, and like they try so hard.
On that, top,
like, every liberal guy, like this hot guy.
Was that before or after the Mom Jean's bike photo?
It was way before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Mom Jean's bike
Mom
photo,
Jean's thing,
that totally blew man.
And the Mom Jean's first pitch.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They still haven't learned from the Dukakis moment, you know. When you're a politician, don't be caught pretending to be something you're not,
and never eat a hot dog in public.
Well, or
that's your rule, Brita.
Oh yes, that is my rule.
That was John Kerry's moment. We got it. Wait, remember that? I don't even remember where he was, but
I do.
The bunny suit. It was. I'm just
yes. Laughing. Yeah, yeah, the NASA. He was at NASA or something, and he was looking at the, I don't know, space shuttle or something.
Yeah, I think Dukakis in the tank is the yes. Absolute in my lifetime. It's Dukakis in the tank was the Nixon doing the televised debate while sick.
Yeah,
you know, that was his Dukakis in the tank was his Nixon moment.
That would be, what was the Star Trek episode with the metaphor? People, that's, you could do that. You could use that. Dukakis in the tank.
Yes, yes. When the walls fell. the walls fell. Yeah.
Dukakis in the tank. Gary in the bunny suit.
Pedo, when the tank rolled.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's right, damn it.
Yeah, we're nerds.
Yeah, so Beto. Yep.
Just this week, Vox article about what's her face? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that girl. Vox, well, I think it may have just even been like published today. I'm not sure. And it was that Matthew Iglesias. Is that how you say his last name?
I believe so. Iglesias.
I think it's Iggy.
Whatever it was.
Call him Iggy.
There was just the article like today or yesterday or whatever about why it's ridiculous that it's unconstitutional for Ocasio-Cortez to run for president.
Yes.
And all the reasons why she should be able to.
Because, oh my God, she's so awesome. And Fox News is obsessed with her. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm sorry. Pick up any newspaper in the entire fucking United States and tell me they're not obsessed with Donald Trump.
Mm.
But Fox is obsessed with... You know why they're obsessed with her? Because
she's funny?
She's a walking, talking gaffe machine.
Yeah, she really is.
She is, with a degree in economics from Boston University, which is not... You know, that's not a... Despite the name, it's not a dumb state school. It is a legitimate, you know, smart university. She's dumb as a box of rocks. But she spouts the right platitudes. She's Bernie Sanders, a younger Bernie Sanders, with tits.
Yeah, yeah. If I was the chair of that economics department, I'd be ashamed.
I mean, and just look at the photo that they use in that article where she's in crap. I mean, you know. Okay, Brita, I have it on good authority that you are of the female persuasion.
I am. We've heard
rumors. Look at her body language in that picture.
I know.
She's in the red dress. She's got that. She's kind of got that stooped a little, like, oh, look at me, I'm a little girl. It's like, stop. Just stop.
Yeah, it's the, well, I mean, she probably feels awkward because everybody else knows each other. Oh, does she have a run in her stocking? Oh, bless her heart, she does. Yeah,
she does.
Oh, honey. Okay.
And then she also gets mad when they think she's a staffer.
Well, I mean, she's that age. She's, you know, young,
yeah.
And I, you know, I applaud her for getting elected. You know, good for you. But she's really dumb. She's really dumb, and it's really, like, she's what, 28? 28?
29, I believe.
29. Okay, 29. But she's really a product of what colleges have become.
Yeah. But, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the biggest star in the Democratic Party. Like, that's sad. Really? Okay, let's stop and unpack that for a second, shall we? Okay, you're forgetting, or you're snubbing Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. There's a long list of people. Beto O'Rourke. Bobby Francis O'Rourke. You're snubbing a lot of people with way more chops than she has. She won a heavily Democrat district in New York. What is her sum total of experience outside of that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
She literally has no experience. Again, I hammer this point home. As a two-term governor of the third fucking largest state, George Bush was, and I quote, the least qualified person to ever run for president. And this fucking douche canoe is saying, she's the biggest star to Democrats, and it's so bad she can't run for president. She doesn't have the brain cells to start a friggin' lawnmower. And you listen to her for any length of time. The platitudes are there. Oh, college yes. Free. Healthcare is a human right. Oh, wonderful. You went on the fucking socialist website and you learned a few things. Good for you. Great. Okay, Bernie, what's it going to cost? 2 weeks. I just segued into Total Recall, but just, you know, blink, blink, and there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. Blink, blink. The one thing I will give her credit for. Oh, wait, no, she has played the race card. That's right. That's right. I think, no. We don't see race. We see an empty suit. Getting by, doing the right things, and looking the right way, and punching all of the right identity politics buttons. You take any of that away. She were a white woman, you wouldn't even know her name. She were a black man, you wouldn't know his name. She's the perfect storm of identity politics. I mean, all she needs to do is convert to Judaism and declare herself a lesbian. And boom, there we go. She just checks the entire bingo. You've got, you know, the scorecard is done.
Convert to Islam.
Came out this week saying she was Jewish, though, right? She was in the Bronx.
There you go.
And her ancestors were Sephardic Jews that had to run away to Spain because of religious persecution, blah, blah, blah. Of course, she has no proof of this. I mean, she probably has less proof of this than Elizabeth Warren does for being Native American, obviously.
Exactly. In a world where Elizabeth Warren could be an Indian, Beto O'Rourke could be Hispanic. You know,
but Rachel Ted Cruz can't be. Ted Cruz is a goddamn white guy.
Rafael Cruz. It's they throw his real name at him like he's ashamed of it. Yeah, and Rachel Dolezal can pretend to be black. Why can't she be a Jew? What the hell? This is just, you know, whatever you feel like.
Sure.
As long as you're a Democrat.
Exactly. It does not matter that she's not qualified, that she doesn't know a damn thing, that she, you know, that you would come out and say, oh, I can't afford a place in D.C. I only make $175,000 a year. You have a degree in economics, kid. Figure it out. Alan, do you think you could figure out how to make things work?
Well, I would at least think about it ahead of time.
Oh, no. What if I win and wind up with a huge...
I still don't think she realizes she also has to maintain a residence in her home state.
She has a boyfriend for that.
Not just the one in Washington.
She has a boyfriend.
Does she?
Yep.
Good God.
Or parents?
She lives with her boyfriend. In New York.
Magazine profiles and Twitter followers. Yes, folks, having a lot of Twitter followers means you can be president.
These days, don't doubt it. Yeah, it probably does. It's going to come to. Yeah.
Oh, and just, she has a AOC. She's got a cool nickname. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
AOC is not a nickname.
It's an abbreviation because your name is too long for people to pronounce it. That's what it is.
Well, no, it's because it's occasional cortex.
Yeah. The other thing that's dumb about this, and you know, Matthew Iglesias is like the bottom of the barrel. He's like the journalist equivalent of occasional cortex. He's a complete idiot. But the article is just not okay. So the part that makes me cringe in the article is where he talks about how much an advantage it is that she's young.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
old is bad.
And he
old people should be out on the ice floe dying.
Right.
Yeah.
And he pulls that trick. He pulls that linguistic trick that Democrats always do. They do it with immigration too, where they conflate illegal and legal immigration at like the same thing. And he conflates life experience with executive experience. And says, well, lack of experience isn't a big deal because everybody that gets elected president the first time doesn't have any experience being president.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the thing. Yeah. That's why they made an age limit of 35 because they don't want fucking idiot kids being elected president. They want people that have been, you know, had life beat them up a little bit. And at the time, 35 was old.
Thank you.
35, you were dead at 45 usually.
If you
were 50, you were like Methuselah. So 35 was well into middle age. It was probably late middle age.
So, I'd say it's probably about what 55 is now.
Yeah, I would say that also. So, you know, they were purposefully eliminating spring chickens from the, you know.
Because they, besides being dead European white guys, they were pretty fucking smart. Yeah. And they saw you get a young, dynamic candidate. They may not know a goddamn thing, but they can sure rile people up and get people in.
Yep.
Like, I don't know, AOC. A lot of news, a lot of press. And you know what? I guarantee you a year from now, people are going to be like, what the hell was her name again? The one from New York, the dumb one.
You'll have to be more specific, Jay.
You know what I mean? Kamala Harris. Perfect example. What were her qualifications? Beats the hell out of me.
Yeah.
She's black.
Yeah, and it was understood that you needed more than name recognition. You needed, like Alan just said, you needed time to amass a political resume and a life experience resume.
I wouldn't even care about a political resume. I would much rather have people that weren't career politicians being elected into office. I don't see that as a huge benefit, but I definitely want them to have life experience. I don't want, you know, these. I mean, I remember when I was that age and I was an idiot. I thought I knew everything. But I was a fucking idiot, and everybody that's that age is a fucking idiot. And I'm sorry.
Don't insult Brita. Come on.
Hey,
Brita's not even that age.
You know, I was going to mention, you know, how the media works in this. Like, this Matthew Iglesias, I was thinking he's down on the Constitution because of the age requirements to be president. Because old people are just, they're old, you know, and decrepit, yeah, and their brains don't work and all this stuff. And how did he feel about Hillary?
Or Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. There's something that went through my
head.
Yeah,
I'm not a real scholar on how he votes, except I'm assuming Democrat all the time and it doesn't matter who runs.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that if you go, you know, 2.5 years ago, you would have been rah, 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 go Hillary, or go back to the, you know, then again, the Democratic nominations remind me again, you had Hillary and Bernie Sanders and who else? Yeah, a bunch of old people.
Well, that's who runs the Democrats.
Yeah.
I love seeing occasional Cortex come out with talking shit about like Pelosi and stuff, like, you know, you know, Pelosi's like,
and you know it's going to happen.
Sharpening her claws, you know.
Yay. I think that's going to be great. Do it.
Yeah. You know, after Sanders, you had Martin O'Malley, Governor of Maryland.
Oh, God, that guy.
And then, like, Lincoln Chafee and Jim Webb.
Oh, Lord.
I would have actually voted for Jim Webb, but... And Lawrence Lessig, who I'm like, who?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I've never even heard of him.
Yeah, I have. He's an economist.
He's actually a professor of law at Harvard.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I'm like, you get beyond like, okay, I heard of O'Malley, and I knew Jim Webb because he's from Virginia. And then... Lincoln Chafee, who I, you know, wasn't he a Republican at one point?
Who knows?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
But, you know, it drops off precipitously after Hillary and Bernie. And Bernie only because... only because he, you know, he was too stubborn to drop out. And... honestly, he was only in there to make Hillary look centrist.
Lincoln Chafee was a Republican before 2007.
Yeah.
2007 to 2013, he was, quote, independent. And from 2013 on, he was Democrat.
He said, why continue the charade? But, but you know, you have to wonder, was he championing O'Malley in the run-up to 2016 and in the run-up to the Dem Nom? Because O'Malley's younger? I'll bet not. I'll bet he was rah-rah go Hillary. Or Bernie
or
Sanders.
Yeah, it was one of those two.
That, you know, everyone, you know, again, I'll go back to, again and again, Ann Coulter's quote about for liberals, history began yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie fucking Sanders was a, quote, rising star. I'll bet a lot of people gave that line about, you know, Bernie Sanders is the hottest thing in the Democratic Party right now. Forgetting that, right up until 2016, he wasn't a Democrat. And B, he's about 180 years old. And we'll throw in C, the man has never worked an office job in his life. Literally never worked outside of government in his life. Successfully. I mean, he tried to be a carpenter, but failed.
Well, you know, actually producing something, that's tough.
This is a guy that did not hold a steady job until he became the governor of Burlington, mayor of Burlington, at the age of 41.
Wow. What?
He was 41 before he held a regular job.
Oh, God.
Let that sink in. This is... So, I mean, I guess, you know, if you consider that most normal humans have a real job in their early 20s. Bernie Sanders is only like 50 in adult years.
Well, he had to find himself.
But yeah, that's a great point.
So like Bernie Sanders was like that loser weird kind of guy at the coffee shop.
Yeah. Maynard G. Krebs. Uh-huh. If you're a fan of 50s television, he's Maynard G. Krebs.
Wow.
Kids don't know who that is, Jay. They got a gazillion channels and YouTube and the internet now. They don't have to sit through
many love Dobie Gillis.
Yeah, they don't have to sit through that stuff on the UHF channel because there's nothing else to watch.
It was Bob Denver, mm-hmm, would go on to be known as Gilligan.
Yep.
Beatnik.
And he had that little goatee. It was hilarious. Yep.
It's like a beard, man. He was like I would argue Maynard G. Krebs is the prototypical beatnik.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That like the archetype. He was the first one we saw on television and mainstream media. You know, like everybody, you say beatnik, and it is Maynard G. Krebs, usually with a beret.
Yeah, but Hollywood or television, they take whatever they do and they make it stupid and ridiculous.
Right.
And
you realize how wrong they get literally everything.
Yeah.
It's amazing that people even watch it. You know, because if you know anything, I mean, my wife watches hospital shows and she's just like, no, 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 no. And then we have to turn it off. I watch anything with a firearm in it. And I'm like, did they just cock the hammer on that Glock? Am I twitching? And
I did enjoy, I recently rewatched World War Z. And one of my favorite parts of that movie is when the young scientist, they give him a gun. He's like never had a gun in his life. And he trips over the ramp of the airplane and shoots himself. I just, every time I get to that scene, I have to back it up and watch it over and over again and just cackle because it makes me laugh so hard.
That's actually somewhat realistic.
I know. That's what's so great about it. And it's a Glock. At least I think it's a Glock. It looked like, it's whatever the prop shop had, but still.
Yeah.
It was great.
That was another one that like it bore no relation to the book whatsoever. Like all.
Oh yeah. They just took the title.
It was, it had something to do. There were zombies in it.
Yep.
And it was much like Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
I actually watched Starship Troopers before I read the book.
Oh, no.
I remember watching it and being like, it's kind of dumb, but, it's a fun, hour and a half sci-fi, yay, kill the bugs, blah, 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 blah. And then I read the book and I was like, you bastards! You!
They could have never made...
Oh, no.
A movie that was honest to the book. It just wouldn't.
No.
It wouldn't have been made in Hollywood. There's no way.
And speaking of honesty, I'll segue into one of Brita's topics.
What?
Sports Illustrated Inspiration of the Year.
Oh my God. Well, I wanted to mention that she was not the inspiration of the year, but they chose her to introduce on their Instagram, Twitter, or something feed.
Oh.
The actual instrument.
She's
the
presenter. Okay.
She was a presenter, but so okay. The story is Sports Illustrated.
The other my SI. iPad.
Right. Sports Illustrated, apparently they have an Inspiration of the Year award, and this year they chose Rachel Denhollander, the former gymnast who brought degenerate monster Larry Nassar's reign of terror to an end. So Larry Nassar was a sports doctor that had his way with who knows how many gymnasts?
Hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah. Probably.
265.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, that's the ones that have come forward and accused it.
Right.
I'm sure it's more.
And it was like, you know, all these little girl gymnasts were getting raped and everything by this doctor. And so this girl, Rachel Del Hollander, she was the one who apparently spoke up first and started the ball rolling, getting this guy arrested. And he is now in jail with a term of 40 to 175 years. So he's never getting out of prison. But to announce, present, like, the award, the Inspiration of the Year award, on their Twitter feed, I'm thinking Twitter, yeah, little video, yeah, they chose our favorite girl, Christine Blasey Ford. How much do they pay her for that, number one?
Probably
number
not.
Number two, why isn't this woman, like, getting sued for slander? Libel, everything, like, what? Yep. Everybody's, well, it was never proven, and everybody that she named as a frickin' witness to the event says, no, never happened, no party, no, I don't know what she was talking about, I was never there.
Right. Not a single...
False. But she gets off scot-free, and now she's, you know...
She's a celebrity.
Oh, boy, don't get started.
She's a rich celebrity, which
yeah.
was
Oh,
one-
yeah.
One of my favorite things I saw, you know, there
her GoFundMe,
but it just well, the some you know, I do have liberal friends,
Jay,
and a common element was
is it because you're related to them?
Most of them, yes.
Okay, there you
I'm
go.
Sorry,
you're forgiven.
Friends within college, and you know,
all right,
and you.
Okay.
It was a theme in more than a couple that, like, well, why would she come forward? What does she have to gain from this? They're like, really? Did you just fall off the turnip truck? And this was long before GoFundMe exploded and she got book offers and, you know, this. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, did you just, you know, were you born literally yesterday? Are you an infant? Because... She already has more fame than any person would ever want, and she's about to hit the fucking jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens?
Boom. Book deal.
Exactly. You know, we saw it with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, please.
Her book's on sale for less than a dollar.
There are people that will sell their souls for 10 minutes on Jerry Springer. I mean, come on. What is, you know, and they don't get anything but to be on TV.
Exactly. You know, and it's like, what does she get out of this? Like, are you intentionally obtuse or are you really this naive?
And, you know, if you have a really good lawyer, really good negotiator, if you make a book deal, you don't ever have to sell books.
Yeah. Or just have a ghostwriter, you know?
Well,
but you, like books actually, like actual books don't actually have to sell.
Right.
Because you negotiate a contract and you get paid a certain amount of money to write a book. And whether or not the book sells, meh. It's like a racket for liberals and publishing companies.
Yeah, it's really it's especially for these politicians. It's really an in-kind. It's a campaign contribution.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is.
You know,
yeah.
Here we're paying you $25 million to write a book, and you know, you're.
Can I bring something up?
Absolutely.
Up about book deals. Michelle Obama has a new book out, and it's like a memoir kind of thing, and the title is Becoming, and I know about it because, you know, I'm in the book game and I'm in the business, and I kind of have been like, well, like how well could this book really be doing? And it is really doing well among older women who still watch talk shows. And so they want the books, they want it in large print, they want the audiobooks, you know, and I got to thinking and I was like, what is this book about? It's Michelle Obama you know, telling her story of what, becoming Michelle Obama, because that's the title, right? And from everything I've learned about Michelle Obama, she was deeply entrenched from even a very young age in the Chicago political machine, as was Barack, I think. And so I think her story is supposed to be like, oh, she brought herself up from being a poor Black child in Chicago, and she's Black and she's a woman and look how she's overcome and blah, 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 you know. But I think in reality, like, what actually did you do? You went to college, you became a lawyer, and then married the right guy? Like,
hey, really, she's a feminist icon. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And she may run.
But the book is doing great. Ladies love her. They think Michelle Obama is so nice and so great, and oh, we just love her, and isn't she fun and inspiring? And she's like, you know what she's like? She's like the next Oprah.
Yeah.
Gotta
hit her. And I would not be surprised if they gave her some sort of TV being like the next Oprah.
Oh.
Because Oprah's like kind of like, you know.
Well, she does have an O.
Right. But like Oprah's like, you know, getting older, and she's got her own network now, the what is it, Oxygen Network, whatever. So I can only see Michelle Obama becoming a TV celebrity. Oh, mark my words.
Man, Skype is sucking tonight.
Is it?
Yeah, everybody's all
choppy.
Or is
it just me?
No, it's you and Jay. It's everybody's all choppy and weird.
Uh-oh.
Maybe it's you, Alan.
No.
Because you sound great to me, and Jay sounds great to me, so maybe it's you.
Maybe it is just Alan.
Mm-hmm.
No, Alan, it's just you.
Unlike Alan, is there anything new in your life that you'd like to update the class about?
I got a big box today. Amy was happy.
No. No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
I don't have a clue.
Tell Jay what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Oh, Helen is growing a beard.
No.
I haven't decided if I'm growing a beard or just not shaving. So, not sure what the difference is at this point. We'll know in a little bit.
I don't think I've ever seen Alan with any sort of facial hair whatsoever.
No, you haven't.
So it's always been the one thing that distinguished us. I don't think Brita has ever known me without some facial hair.
Correct.
I think there was a period.
I don't think I want to know you without facial hair, frankly.
I don't look good with no facial hair.
I mean, you're a handsome guy, Jay, but don't do it. No, didn't you shave like recently?
Me?
Yeah. Like you shaved your mustache?
2012.
Oh, well, it must have scarred me for life.
Yeah. Like you blocked that memory.
yeah. And it was for Kill to the Kick Cancer.
Right. Yeah, that's what it was.
And literally the it started going back literally the instant the razor stopped. Because I do not like shaving. I especially do not like shaving my upper lip if I can avoid it.
Why is that?
It's a pain in the butt. I have, you know, like a big divot right in the middle, and I always cut myself 57 times. And it's the same reason I grow a goatee, because my chin is also weird and has odd angles, and I wind up cutting the living hell out of it every damn time.
Interesting.
So I would do the full beard with the shaved head, except I can't get it even.
What, it grows at different lengths or something?
No. Because what happens is I'll like, you know, like say over Thanksgiving, I'll let my hair grow for like a week. And then I'll be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shave just my head, leave the full beard. And I do the top, and then I try to even the sides. I go like to the top of the ear, and then I go to the other side, and it's like, shit, it's a quarter inch too low.
I was just talking about that today.
All right, fuck. Let me even it out on the other side. God damn it, I went too far down. Shit. Now I got to go down a little more on the other side. Yep. And it just, it ends up, it gets lower and lower and lower and lower. And I'm like, well, maybe I can do that kind of along the jawline beard that some guys do. And fuck that up too. God damn it. All right. Goatee it is. I'll just leave the goatee. And then of course the goatee spreads. This is one thing. One thing you'll find, or beards do it too, but goatees have two more dimensions in which to spread. You're due to the beard, you have to shave underneath, unless you're a freak of nature.
Underneath? What does that mean?
Your chin, your neck, basically.
Your neck. Neck. Okay.
The hair on your neck grows in like Brillo pads.
Yeah, oh. It's gross.
Full, and it's scratchy, and it itches, and it's just terrible.
And unless you're a communist, you don't want a neck beard anyway.
No. If you, even a, the hell's the, well, I guess neck beard, but,
it's neck beard.
When you've got a goatee, you've also got the sides to consider. And if I'm not careful, it will eventually just spread. It's like watching moss grow across my face. And then I'll get, oh God, I gotta tighten this up. And, you know, Shave. And I look at the razor. I'm like, oh, dear God, somebody murdered a poodle with this thing. And then I'll wash off what is easily 9 or 10 pounds of hair. And then I'll look in the mirror and it looks no different. I'm like, how? How is this? I'm like importing hair from other dimensions. I've got bearded guys in like, you know, several other universes giving me their leftovers. Here, take this, kid. I don't need it. It's clogging my sink. You know, I'm looking and I'm like, I'll run my beard.
There's a Jay in the mirror universe that goes, fuck, what happened to my beard?
Damn it, it just disappeared. Oh my God. But yeah.
And you know, if you're in the mirror universe and you don't have a beard, you're screwed.
That's right. If you're in the mirror universe, you don't have a beard. You're the good guy. Because the guy with the goatee is always evil.
Well, yeah.
Important safety tip. Guy on the podcast with the goatee is the evil one.
Yeah. So I'm letting it grow out. We'll see.
It's Alan. I want pictures. I need Alan. I need beard Alan.
It is very offensive right now.
Are you?
I don't think so. I've seen it. It looks pretty nice, actually. It's like the, you know.
It's about a week old.
Right.
Now, are you good at growing facial hair, or are you like my son? I love my boy.
Define good.
But, like, it grows in evenly, and it doesn't look like a possum ate part of your face. That's the only thing I could think of. Because there'll be, like, little wisps and tufts in random...
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Okay. I had a roommate in college who was the exact opposite. He was French-Canadian. And he could, like, grow a full beard by thinking about it. He'd be like, hold on, let me get my beard ready. And he would look like Yukon Cornelius. It's like, oh, Bubba, that's impressive. Yes, my college roommate was named Bubba. He was 5'2", about 250, and not a speck of fat on him. Wow. He looked like a fire hydrant. He was just he was a farm boy. Grew up on a farm, and he was just a super, super nice. One of my favorite people. We got along really, really well. But yeah. Yeah, he would just, you know, Bubba was like, he didn't shave in the morning, and by the evening, it was like he was tripping over like Nostradamus. Oh. I'm like, well, this is the same period where I went like literally a year and a half trying to grow a mustache.
Oh.
It was, my facial hair growing ability didn't come in until I was in my 20s.
Oh, so there's hope for your son then.
There is hope for my boy. He will probably end up like me, where he'll be in his 40s shaving his ears going, what the fuck? How the fuck do I have hair coming out of my ears?
I hate your hair.
I'm like, it's over there. I mean, it's like everywhere. I'm like, I have hobbit ears. Yeah. There's hair on the top. There's hair on the sides. There's hair on the back. I'm like, what is this? Not a speck on my head. I'm like, can I transplant my ear skin to the top of my head? There we go.
Unfortunately, you can't.
Full head of hair. Maybe if I just have facelifts and pull really hard.
You know what you should look into, Jay, for your ears? An epilator.
An epilator. So I could forcibly rip the skin out. Why don't I just use
Rip that's the skin out of your, or rip the hairs out of your
That's what men
ears.
Do. We use duct tape. We just put, oh my God. Speaking thereof, I hurt my shoulder lifting.
Okay.
And I have those oh shit. I don't
muscle
I can't
tape think. Things?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, the
heating. I don't know what they're called either, but I don't. Yeah.
We've got a bunch of them. And because we're getting old and we pull muscles and whatnot. So my shoulder was really, I mean, it hurt and it was like, oh man. And I remembered that we had these and I was like, oh great. I got one out and I took the tape pad off and I put it on and I went, oh, this is the worst mistake in the history of bad idea. Because now.
On my fur,
both front and back, because of course I have hair all over my back.
I'm sorry, Jay. I'm trying real hard not to laugh at you, but oh my God.
It was like, as soon as I got in place, I was like, oh, that heat feels wonderful. And then I moved the tiniest fraction of an inch, and it was like, oh dear God, I feel sorry for everything I've ever done in my life. Because it was literally tearing every piece of hair off the right side of my body.
So sorry.
I pulled it off. It looked like a toupee.
Oh my God.
Done with it at the end of the night. I'm like, okay, this is going to hurt. I'm going to yank really hard, really fast, and get the pain out of the way. Craig, wah! You know in the movies when you hear the really loud scream and it pulls back and you see the house from outside, and then it pulls back even further and there's birds flying out of the trees. Then it pulls back into outer space and you could still hear the person screaming. That was me. It was me pulling, I think Thermacare is the brand, pulling the Thermacare off of my body. And then I looked at it and I'm like, oh my God, it looks like when my dad used to wear a toupee. There was a white part in the middle with all
the red
hair. And I looked at my body, and you could not tell where to put the hair. I was like, son of a bitch, it grew back already.
Oh, God.
Looking at what is clearly an entire head of hair's worth of hair attached to this piece. And then I looked, and I fully expected to see a giant, V-shaped rip. Nope.
Nothing. No difference.
Fine. You couldn't even... It's like, when you let your lawn grow too much and then you mow with the mower on the very, very highest setting and you look and you're like, shit, I can't even tell. That's what it was, but yeah.
Well, as long as we're talking about hair removal, I wanted to mention, and I don't know how many women listen to the show. I don't know. This might be good for men too. Who knows? I bought myself an epilator for my legs because I noticed my knee... And I'm going to use leg in the singular because I don't really do the other leg. But my knee was like a hedgehog. Like the hair in my knee would grow out and it would be like so bristly. It was like a little hedgehog on my knee. So I was like, how do I, I was like, I bet if I start plucking it out, it'll stop growing in as thick. And so I've been epilating my legs for a few months now. And all the hair on my legs is like starting to grow, like stopping growing in. So if you think about it, the initial investment.
So if you yank enough hair out, it just gives up.
It stops growing. Yeah. And then you don't have to do anymore. It's awesome.
Huh.
And it gets less painful. Trust me. But the first time is like, wow. It's very interesting. The very first time you do it. I don't recommend it for large patches of your back, for instance.
Yeah, no, I. It's funny because my son and I will lift weights together. He got into bodybuilding for a while. He's kind of fallen out, but he was like, "Dad, you really ought to shave your upper body, shove them." I'm like, I don't have the time or the razor blades or perhaps a hygienic weed whacker.
And the Gillette company is going, damn it. We missed damn it. The great that whale. We missed the whale.
But also the epilator, I got to say, is that, little girls always they come to a certain age, 13, they're like, oh, I got to shave my legs. And so they're going for their dad's razor. And inevitably they take a giant chunk of shin, because they don't know how to shave their legs because they're doing it in secret because they think they're not allowed, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, And there, I still have a scar on my shin from my dad's safety razor. And horrible, horrible memories. It, like, kind of flayed my shin.
Ah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so, but I think a lot of little girls go through that. And I think an epilator, if you teach your girls how to use an epilator, if I mean, they're going to go do their legs anyway. Epilator is way safer.
Yeah, true.
And probably so painful they won't want to do it very often.
Well, there's always Nair. You can always apply horrible toxic chemicals to your body to melt the hair off. Which I always like. I always wondered about that. I'm like, if it melts the hair off, what the hell else is it doing?
Yeah, that stuff is not fun. I think I'm allergic to it.
I'm just, you know, from a scientist perspective.
It's also taking the top layer of skin off with it too.
Probably
top awful. Several layers.
One hell of an exfoliator.
Like, and it smells really bad.
It's like barbecue dog hair. Oh, sorry.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm just. Sorry,
is that what you said?
I'm dropping Venkman from Ghostbusters. Oh.
Obama, who ate a dog. That's what I was thinking about.
That's right. I'm dropping Easter eggs for our listeners. But yeah.
So is everybody ready for Christmas?
Oh, God, no. I'm like low key.
Less than 2 weeks.
Yes. Thank you, Brita. Thank you. There's
12. I'm ready.
I'm pretty ready.
And I'm like, I'm about to like storm the gates at Amazon because all of a sudden Prime shipping no longer means today. And I'm like,
excuse, I know.
Excuse the fuck out of me, but I fucking paid for 2-day shipping. Mm-hmm. Fuck, is my shit taking a fucking week to get here? It's in stock. It's Prime. I should have it 2 days.
Right. Where is it?
Where's my shit? There's a distribution center right down the street. I'm going to go knock on the door. I'm going to be Martin Luther nailing my 95 goddamn theses to the door.
Do you have all sorts of sketchy people in your neighborhood delivering Amazon?
No, we're one of the neighborhoods that actually has the shiny Amazon delivery van.
Ooh, nice.
Yes.
With the sketchy people inside it.
Oh, guaranteed. And they have the faintest fucking clue how to drive. Dude's like all over the road. I'm like watching. I'm like, wow. It must have been hard adapting the alien suit to fit our Earthling composite. Yeah. But yeah, we have the Amazon delivery truck. That and they just contracted the USPS. So you'll see a mail truck driving around the neighborhood Sundays.
Yeah, we get that too.
Which I'm like,
we noticed number of cars kind of driving aimlessly around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
With their little, you know, the blinkers. What are they? Safety lights, hazard lights.
Yeah.
They're all driving around the neighborhood with their hazard lights, and then they kind of just stop. They're going really slow, and then they stop with no signal, and you're thinking, what's going on? What are these people doing? And they will have, like, we get people who do it all. There's the Amazon delivery, their Lyft, their Uber, their, what's the food one?
Grubhub.
Grubhub. They have all these stickers on their car. That seems to be the new thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so because they're doing multiples.
Yeah. They're driving all day. That's their job.
I guess picking people up. If you maximize, like, if you were really good at, like, planning shit, you could make a ton. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the biggest problems I've heard about being an Uber driver is that, like, you don't realize the kind of beating your car takes when you're doing that, but just jamming people to the airport and back. It's like, wow, you got a $25 fare. Hey, that's great. Except that it's really a $12.50 fare because you got to go there and back. And, you know, like, no matter, even if it's your next door neighbor, you still have to go all the way out and then back. And guess what? You just put, you know, an extra 50 miles on your car.
Mm-hmm.
And like, by the time you factor the extra gas and the more frequent maintenance and the pounding your car takes with potholes and whatnot, that the return is nowhere near. It's like people think you're going to make thousands of dollars a week. And yeah, it doesn't work that way, but life rarely does. Life is pain, princess. I'm dropping another one.
I know that one.
I want a full report, my squirrels. I want a full report of all Jay's Easter eggs.
Oh, that would be fun.
It's kind of like, you know, it's like spot the old man references. I guarantee you they're all movies from the late 70s and 1980s, maybe as late as 1992 or 3. Occasionally, I'll drop a Pulp Fiction. That's me being hip and with it when I go all the way out to 1994.
What's the most recent movie you've seen, Jay?
Most recent movie I've seen, Incredibles 2.
Oh, I meant to watch that this week. We'll still get to it.
We've seen a bunch. I've seen, like, you know, Infinity Wars and Deadpool 2 and, you know, mm-hmm. it's most superhero movies because I'm a big dork. If I try to figure out the last non sci-fi slash superhero slash, you know, animated movie I saw in the movie theater was probably maybe War Dogs.
Oh.
No, Dunkirk. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was so good.
I've been watching cheesy Christmas movies on Netflix.
Oh God, yes. Do you know?
That's what I. Ah, shit. As
what?
I go to the Netflix page and it starts playing some bullshit.
I've seen Christmas Vacation and The Year Without a Santa Claus because you just have to. And last night we watched The Penguins of Madagascar Christmas. And it was
I want to see that.
It was free.
I love those guys.
The wife and I are just like, you know, we're just like, there's got to be. They want like $2.99 for a Charlie Brown Christmas. I'm like, oh God, no. That ain't happening, Chief. So we go to the free section and we're like, you know, it's like, you know, a Ken and Barbie Christmas and for the Star Wars Christmas special. And you're like, what the dude? I think there was a Donkey Christmas and the Penguins of Madagascar Christmas. And we're like, well, whatever. This is the last time that David Schwimmer was relevant, so sure, why not?
I think I'd like to watch that, actually. Was it on Netflix or
it was
Amazon?
On demand. Comcast. Okay. Infinity on demand.
Well, I'll
Infinity.
Look for it.
But, you know, if it's free on one, I'm sure it's free on others. You know, they want you to buy the little dolls for your kids, you know, they don't care that you know, pay for the stupid movie. But all right, I need to go lift heavy objects with my
okay boy. Enjoy. I wanted to mention that there is a movie out and it's by Peter Jackson, the guy who did Lord of the Rings, and it is They Shall Not Grow Old is the movie, and Peter Jackson spent years putting together footage from World War I and colorizing it, and they had a forensic lip reader add words and voice to these guys from World War I.
And it wasn't bad lip reading people.
I was just
no,
say
it was
that.
Not. It was not. But it's only showing in theaters, I think, two nights or 2 days.
Yeah.
December 17th and December, I think, 27th. And so check for theaters near you if you want to see it. Yes, it's 17th and 27th.
I have a ticket to see it on the 17th.
So do I.
Yeah.
And it just looks really amazing. And the reviews are great for it. Everybody has loved it and says it's just an incredible experience to watch these. So, I'm going to go see it on Monday. We'll report back next week.
Full score report. Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'll be out on video.
I don't want to spoil DVD. It for you, Brita.
Yes.
The Allies win.
Thank you, Jay. You've ruined it.
It's just like in Titanic, the boat sinks.
But,
no.
But in a, if we win more like this, we're not going to survive sort of way.
Yeah. Yeah. God.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. You've probably experienced this too, Alan. But like when your kids come up with, you know, like you start talking like geopolitical, like got into a discussion with my son about World War I and World War II. And, you know, like the idea that people have actually proposed that it's those horrific wars were beneficial because it kept the population explosion in check.
Oh, good Lord.
And I mean, it's, you know, not, we don't agree, but it's a theory.
It's what ended the British Empire.
Yeah. Oh God.
Well, because they killed an entire generation of their best
and people. French and German for that matter. Yeah. I mean, pretty much all of Europe. Yeah. You had like three whole generations wiped out between the fought in World War One, the children that weren't birthed to those who fought in World War One, and then the generation that fought World War Two.
Yep.
You lost nearly a century.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why Europe is in the state it's in now.
Yeah, and then throw in the hundreds of millions killed by communists.
Right, right.
Oh, boy. And on that note.
On that happy.
Be back next week.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of communists, I thought just one more thing before you go, Jay. The Goodyear shut down their plant in Venezuela. And they gave the employees tires.
I'm sure they're thrilled to have those tires they can eat.
Actually, those tires are probably some of the most valuable things they could have given because money ain't worth shit. But those tires, you can trade that for something. You know, that's a set of tires in Venezuela, probably better than gold right now.
Yep.
I don't know. Okay.
Tires really not that you can, you know, cobble back together.
Yeah.
Tire goes, your car's gone. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week. I think we'll be back. Yeah, we'll be back.
Yes, it's the 20th. We'll be back.
We'll be there.
Have a good week, everybody. Bye. Good night.
Week, squirrels. Bye.